You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Bill Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international. And yeah, like the dude just said, covered it all, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, it is that day. It is that day of the week. Boomer's like, finger on the button. It is that day of the week that we love. It is the midweek. It is the camel. Play it.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Hey, man, how you doing?
I'm good. It just makes me feel better every time I play that.
Doesn't matter how much it rains outside.
That's right.
The camel always makes it better.
I know. Everybody agrees.
All right. Hey, by the way, congratulations. You have made it halfway through the week. You're halfway to the weekend. That's all good doings. So anyway, welcome to Wednesday. Yeah, we got a great show laid on for you. 2:30, just in about 20 minutes. Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth will be calling in. They gavel in for the session down there. He takes the dais and gavels everybody in at 3:30. So we caught him right beforehand. We're going to talk to him about a grocery tax repeal that he's been actually taking a very personal interest in. So I appreciate that. And we'll get Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth on the phone with us at 2:30. And then at 4 o'clock, I mean, it is Wednesday, right? So aside from the fact that we got to play the camel at the beginning of the show, yeah, Wednesday's the day we do the Grand Council with our brethren Dale Jackson and Jeff Poor, both conservative radio guys themselves. And we have them on at 4 o'clock every Wednesday for the Grand Council. Ping each other with questions and just see what we come up with. All right, and there's still a triple dipper. Hit it.
The Triple Dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
That's right, the Triple Dipper, three stories, three themes, if you will, that you got to know as we run today's show. So the very first one out the gate, I'm calling it The Tax Man Cometh. There's a number of things happening. I'm not even going to D.C. on this stuff. I'm talking right here in Alabama. I mean, I've been harping on this show now for tax relief. Here we are in major budget surpluses. Every state around us has introduced some measure of, you know, enhanced tax relief. Alabama's done nothing. But it looks like we're on the cusp of seeing some new things happen. So we'll talk about several versions of tax relief. The tax man cometh, but is he going to collect? We'll see. Number one of the triple dipper. We'll get that going here in just a minute. Number two, oh my gosh. I mean, this one, rabid radicals is what I'm calling it. Now, first of all, I've got some headlines on some stories. The headlines themselves are like stories, all right? It's crazy. But the transgender agenda is even reaching Alabama at epic levels. I mean, to the extent that right now we have legislation going in the regular session down in Montgomery. We also have a family-friendly drag queen show scheduled for Birmingham and Fairhope. Whoop whoop. Anyway, we'll talk about it. Rabid radicals. That's what I'm calling number two on the triple dipper. And then number three, because it is a triple dipper, drug wars. There's legislation right now. You know, you've heard me say on the show that. At some point, we're going to have to start considering the narco traffickers out of Mexico to be an enemy of the state. That's where we are. I mean, how many Americans have to die before we recognize that we're losing more people to fentanyl every day than we lost on 9/11? So, yeah, it's time for something to be done on a broader scale. I've been talking about that for a while. Well, a new bill was dropped into the legislature, a bipartisan bill, by the way. And then I'm calling this whole section the drug wars because the consideration is being given now to whether the DOD should have a role in stopping narco traffickers. We'll see. All right, let me jump over here to my comments. So opening monologue for the day. Let me ask you this, but it's not even a rhetorical question. It's real. How many movies can you name about people who were being bullied, beaten down, or having their lives oppressed, and those people in the movie decided that enough was enough and began to fight back? I mean, I can think of several. Sometimes they're the one-man stories, like the 1970s Charles Bronson in Death Wish. or Thomas Jane, who came out in the 90s with his version of the anti-hero, The Punisher. I mean, even if you get down to it, the whole Batman franchise is built on the idea of one man having had enough and trying to change things in his community, right? But then there's the movies that depict a whole community having enough of being pushed around. And they decide to take a stand as a whole. Take a stand and fight back, even though fighting back is not in their nature. They're the reluctant heroes, the whole community. And they just do it because they're just tired of being tired. The two movies about communities banding together that come to my mind very quickly are two of my favorite modern classics, Open Range with Kevin Costner and Robert Duvall, and the most recent remake of The Magnificent Seven with Denzel Washington and Chris Pratt, all four of whom, by the way, are some of my favorite actors. Now, in both those flicks, a whole town is living under the thumb of the big money oppressor who's not afraid to push them around, abuse their good natures, disturb their peace, even kill their people. Classic scene from Open Range has Duvall's character, Boss Spearman, staring down the corrupt lawman who had allowed his men to be beaten and killed and saying, quote, "A man's got a right to protect his property and his life, and we ain't letting no rancher or his lawman take either." And the townsfolk looked on, scared, but in agreement. In the epic fight that happened at the end of the movie, Costner and Duvall's characters were not standing alone, though. The whole town rallied around them. But perhaps the best of the two for that was The Magnificent Seven, in which Denzel Washington plays Sam Chisholm. Sam Chisholm, a duly sworn warrant officer from Wichita, Kansas, and a licensed peace officer in Arkansas, Indian Territory, Nebraska, and seven other states, which he announces quite often. And in that storyline, The Magnificent Seven, the whole town was tired of being tired, but they had no idea what to do about it. So they pulled their resources. They hired good men who were willing to get rough on their behalf. But they didn't just hire other men. If you know the story, then you also know that once those seven men came, they told the townsfolk they weren't going to go it alone. It was their town. They would fight too. So they trained and they prepared and they took back their town. But see, it's not a new storyline, though. The Magnificent Seven with Denzel Washington and Chris Pratt, it was released in 2016, but it was a remake of a version of a movie that came out in 1960. But the 1960 version, it was actually a revised version of a Japanese epic film from 1954 called The Seven Samurai. It's a script that's been repeated over and over and over again. The people get tired of being tired. They bring in people to help them learn what it means to fight back. Why is that a story that resonates? Because it just does. It resonates with audiences every single time. Now, there's a real trend ongoing right now in which left-leaning authorities and pundits, they don't want you to fight back. They don't. They don't want you to fight back. Just take it. You just stare at your boots and just take it. How many times have we seen when the victim becomes the victimized, when he or she is simply doing what's considered the respectable and the honorable thing to do? Say what you want about whether he should have been there in the first place, but Kyle Rittenhouse, he took several years to get his life back after he had to shoot a man that was trying to shoot him during a riot. Or how about most recently, Army Sergeant Daniel Perry out in Austin, Texas? He shot an armed rioter in the downtown area during the George Floyd riots when his vehicle was surrounded by protesters, and the now deceased rioter pointed his AK-47 at him. Well, Daniel Perry was just sentenced to 25 years for manslaughter. But it's not always a violent encounter. How about Covington Catholic student teenager Nick Sandman, who was confronted by an activist for daring to have a MAGA hat when he was up in Washington, D.C. on a school field trip. And as that 16-year-old kid stood there, looking uncomfortable and awkward and just smiling at the activist who tried to bully him, a grown man, the activist was a grown man, getting in a 16-year-old's face, he suddenly found himself, Nick Sandman did, being abused by left-wing media who called him every bigoted name known to man. And then there's the latest example of the hero becoming the victim, with 24-year-old former Marine Sergeant Daniel Penny of New York City. I'm sure you've heard the story, but Penny was a passenger on a New York City subway, and he watched as a mentally disturbed man who had 42 prior arrests for various crimes, some of them violent, was harassing and threatening innocent passengers on the subway. When the man began threatening people with violence, Penny is said to have had all he could stand, and he confronted the man. And the confrontation ended with Penny getting the guy on the floor and putting him in a chokehold and holding him there on the ground, with the help, by the way, of two other passengers, until they could reach the next subway platform and get police assistance. It's said the man was still breathing and things were fine when he was done, but he did die, and we don't know why. No autopsy results have been published to say whether it was a chokehold itself or something else that caused his death. But what we do know is Penny intervened because people were being threatened, and now he's being charged with manslaughter. Radical protesters have been staging their outrage in the public square, claiming that Penny was a racist. We don't know why, because the two guys that were helping Penny hold the guy down were also black, by the way. The criminal was the victim, apparently, and the victim is now the criminal. My question regarding Penny's situation is this. What was he supposed to do differently? Was he supposed to just sit there? I mean, Americans believe in the right to self-defense. We as a nation celebrate and create blockbuster movies, by the way, out of the idea of standing up against bullies and fighting back against criminals. So should Sergeant Penny have just sat there and watched the drama unfold? Should he have watched as a lady was being accosted? Was his training as a Marine to be among the few and the proud, the warrior class, so that he could only use that training in a time of actual uniformed war? I would think not. The answer to those questions, it depends on whether you're a bleeding heart liberal intent on changing our society and morphing us into a culture of sheep, or whether you still believe, which the vast majority of us do, that Boss Spearman was right, that a man has a right to defend his property and his life. Well, take heart, because the examples I gave you, Kyle Rittenhouse, he was acquitted. Daniel Perry's been told that the governor of Texas is preparing his pardon. Nick Sandman won a massive defamation lawsuit against several mainstream media outlets, including CNN. And as we speak today, a legal defense fund for Daniel Penny, it's already raised over $2 million. In fact, just today, Right Side Radio sent a donation into that legal defense fund as well. Good people doing the right thing when evil presents itself is not a new story. I also don't believe that we're going to see the end of such things until Jesus comes back. But I further believe that good people will continue to rise up and make themselves known. They have to. The progressive left, though, wants you to be sheep. They want you to stare at your feet and just take it. But we're tired of being tired. And we do have a voice. And we know right from wrong. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, there you have it. And yes, we did. We sent a donation in to Daniel Penny's legal defense fund. And I would encourage some of y'all to consider doing the same. I think the guy's being railroaded. Alvin Bragg, the DA from New York City, once again stepping in to make sure that racism and systemic problems everywhere and the rights of criminals, never mind the rights of victims. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Saving the world one soundbite at a time. Sitting here with my lawyer uniform on, overdressed for radio.
Your lawyer uniform.
That's my lawyer uniform.
I had a lawyer this morning.
I had a little lawyering. We got the show is up and streaming all over the place. In fact, Boomer, we got how many streaming opportunities if they want to watch the live video feed or just pick up the audio? Where do they got
to
go?
Oh man, if you go to our website at www.rightsideradio.org, ta-da, you can see the video stream. There's a video stream page, and that's where the audio stream is. That is also where the resources are for the show.
Thank you for pointing that out. Yes. That feels very canned, but it's true. I'd forgotten to say that. So yeah, Boomer, every single day when I early in the morning when I get the show kind of lined up and pull the resources, various news. You hear me rattling the paper all the time. When I get all those, I send them to Boomer. He puts them together for me. But then he posts them up where y'all can get them because people were asking all the time. Hey, that article you had about the crazy thing where was that? Well, it's on there, so you can go. Yeah, rightsideradio.org. Go to the live stream tab. And right above the video, you'll see the button for resources. And then we're on multiple. I always forget which ones we're on.
We're on multiple video platforms. So we got Twitter. So you can go to Twitter. And that's either at RS Ruffian, which is the Right Side Radio Twitter, or they can go to yours.
Yeah, at Sin. That's SEN, at Sin Phil Williams.
That's right.
Both are streaming right now.
And then you have Twitch, Facebook Live, our website, and YouTube.
Man.
Everywhere.
You're the master of streaming. Everywhere. You're the stream master.
Stream master.
Hey, text lines are also open. By the way, you want to text in your thoughts. Oh, man, there's a bunch of folks already doing it. You want to text in your thoughts, your input on the show. We'll read them out as we go. The number 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. That's the number. Bunch of folks already in there. John from Huntsville. If my thing would reboot, there he goes. He says, hey, Phil, I'll let you know I'm getting ready to start my own YouTube show. Man,
whoa,
nice.
What?
I'm hoping my first episode will get at least a C- from Boomer. He said, but I'll be happy with it, even a D- from Phil. Because I have a feeling. All right, John, we look forward to it, man. Glad you're getting out there and getting creative. It's good stuff. Frank from Huntsville also says, I'm sure if the gentleman in Texas, I think he's referring to Daniel Perry, Sergeant Daniel Perry, would have been pulled out of his car and beaten to death, no one would have been charged, and we wouldn't be hearing about any of it now. I can't help but wonder, bro. I cannot help but wonder. John from Brownsboro, he says, with regards to the monologue, he says, brilliant. Thanks for saying it out loud. Everyone you mentioned needed to hear someone else say that. So thank you, brother. Appreciate that very much.
Hey, yeah. I got a question. A caller just called in. Yeah. Could you let people know, or do you know how to donate to the Daniel Foundation?
Daniel Penny? Yeah.
Yes, the Daniel Penny Foundation.
Yeah, go to GiveSendGo. That's the name of the website, GiveSendGo. And just type in on the search for his name, Daniel Penny, as in like a penny, a nickel, a dime. So Daniel Penny. And you'll see a picture of him there. I think he was just like wearing fatigue pants and a green T-shirt when he was in the Marine Corps. But yeah, he was a former Marine, and he's the guy who was being charged with manslaughter following the chokehold, where he was basically saving other members of or passengers on the subway from being accosted.
Should I put a link up?
If you can find said link, you go right ahead.
I may do that.
I'd say
I'll
yes.
I'll have it up in. By 2:45.
All right. Outstanding. our cat herder, Alicia, she's got the link if you need it from
Sweet.
Her. All right. Good deal. All right, tons of link. I mean, tons of. Yeah. So, by the way, I just said a minute ago during the monologue, Daniel Penny, we just sent $100 from Right Side Radio to support his defense fund. And I think it's a fair thing for anybody else to jump in. Doesn't matter what it is, by the way. Just think about it. The cost of, not buying a pizza tonight, you might buy that guy a half hour of legal services that he couldn't have gotten otherwise. So just consider it. Certainly up to you. Cynthia from Claiborne County says, I so agree with you about all the craziness. You're right. It's not going to stop till Jesus comes back. So Satan is definitely raging. The left is sure letting the enemy, Satan again, use them big time. There's a lot of wickedness. It's sickening. Enjoy listening to the station. Thank you, Cynthia. Appreciate you much. Paul from Athens. He sent pictures in. We were talking about Brittany Griner yesterday, and he said Brittany's a dude. And he sent pictures in of
Brittany with a beard.
With a beard, I saw it. I'm like, man, yeah, but I'm pretty sure that's Photoshop, dude, because I think she's just like a really tall chick. I think that's just a really tall chick. That's what I'm going with it. I don't know any different. Oh my gosh! And then Jeff from Green Hill says, no matter where Kyle. He doesn't like Kyle Rittenhouse. He says Kyle Rottenhouse was. He still had every right to protect it. Okay, I take it back. His spell check didn't work with him. He's agreeing. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Coming right back with Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth. We'll be right back.